This is JIS News. Coming up, Prime Minister announces 25% reduction in North-South Highway toll rates, government to assist Pan-Caribbean Sugar Company, and Sports Minister commends Digicel. The news in detail after the break.
Hey, this country wants to save money, though. Well, one good way is to save energy. So no more talk. Time for action, time for energy conservation.
Government through the public sector taking the lead.
Them an energy saving champion.
And if all of we play for we part, then the plan must succeed.
I want to know that.
Ease up on the energy, up on the energy, up on the energy. Save today, protect tomorrow.
Ease up on the energy.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has announced a 25% reduction in the proposed toll rates for the north-south leg of Highway 2000. However, the final rates have not yet been approved. Speaking at the official opening of the highway Wednesday, Mr. Holness said the government will continue negotiations with the contractor's parent company, China Communications Construction Company, to reach a balanced toll rate.
A toll that satisfies the investment obligations of China Harbor and China Construction Communication Company, and the people of Jamaica who really want to use the road and get the benefit of the reduction in travel time, wear and tear, and increased economic activity.
The rates proposed by the Ministry of Transport last week include a charge of $1,220 for Class 1 vehicles traveling the full journey from Caymanas in St. Catherine to Mammy Bay in St. Anne. Drivers of Class 2 vehicles would pay $2,450, Class 3, $3,700, and Class 4, $600. On the Linstead to Caymanas route, the proposed toll rate for Class 1 vehicles is $500, Class 2, $1,000, Class 3, $1,500, and Class 4, $250. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the government will continue to work with the China Harbour Engineering Company CHEC to bring growth and job creation from the development of the north-south leg of Highway 2000. He says his administration will ensure that the corridor along the highway is developed to maximize the opportunities in tourism, sports, recreation, agriculture, light manufacturing, and ICTs.
We have to utilize the corridor along the road. We have to give reason for people to use the roads. We have to create incentives for investors to come and not just drive on the road, but to build along the road. The road itself and the scenery, beautiful. The opportunities for tourism, for leisure and recreation, for agriculture are many.
Mr. Holness has charged the government to build on the investment, noting that the highway must be treated as a runway for other investment projects to take off and secure a brighter, more prosperous future for Jamaicans. The government will make urgent steps to assist the Chinese-owned Pan-Caribbean Sugar Company. Information Minister Senator Ruel Reid says the company has suffered an accumulative loss of $60 million due to the significant decline in the price of sugar by 40% on the world market.
What we are seeking to do is see if we can get other private players, particularly to get involved in the sugarcane cultivation part of it and proceed with the diversification of the sugar industry, so just not relying on bulk sugar alone. There are a lot of acres of sugar we're talking about, up to about 38,000.
Pan-Caribbean Sugar Company has indicated that it will close down by June 2016. And Sports Minister Olivia Grange is lauding telecommunications company Digicel for its provision of $3 million in sponsorship to the Jamaica Football Federation, the JFF. The funds were handed over during a ceremony at Digicel headquarters in downtown Kingston Tuesday. Ms. Grange is commending Digicel for its long-standing support of local football, which has amounted to some $11 million since 2003.
Digicel is now a thriving, vigorous, and highly innovative enterprise. The company's contribution to Jamaica is invaluable. You have created a template for corporate social responsibility and creativity in business, and it serves as a great model for other corporate entities. You're part of the Jamaican family, and we're happy to have you.
The funds, to be disbursed over 4 years, will be channeled into all 11 national football teams, including the youth and women's teams. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.